something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Educating the Human Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Learn to give your vocal features to God. Give your vocal instruments to God. Give them to God. You say, how? They say, through the Spirit. You say, okay, speak in tongues. You say, you want to think. Your brain immediately. Then they say, no, don't. It's not Yoruba. Don't speak Yoruba. Then you keep quiet. You're trying to pick it from your brain. So they tell you, just speak what comes to your heart. They say, nothing is coming. You're thinking, because you're used to this. They say, shut your mind. Don't think about anything. It will just come. It will just come. You see, we're training you. We're not going to give you the tongues. We're telling you it's from the inside. For some people, you just lay hands on them. They just speak. It's like some children. Some children. They just start pronouncing very quickly. You just tell them something, they just start learning it very quickly. Some, 1.5 years, they are still trying to pronounce. So same thing, spiritually, or educating them. So speaking in tongues is so important because it's one of the first ways of giving all of those vocal features or vocal instruments to God, where the spirit, without contacting the mind. See, he's showing you how to cut off the mind. You cut off the mind, and right away, longer they got, I didn't know what I was going to say, but I said it anyway. It came from my spirit. And so I've now learned how to switch from my brain to my spirit. Switch right away from my brain to my spirit. And I also learned by the gift of God how to pass the knowledge of God from my spirit straight to my mouth. So when I have the interpretation in my spirit, I can pass it out without it going first through my brain. You see it? I don't have to process it. See how it works? So you have to educate your spirit. If you don't educate your spirit, you see things that offend you. You say, no man can take that. No woman can take that. You are not any of these. You're a spirit being with a higher class. You don't reason like that. But because you're not trained in the spirit, you say, no, you think about it yourself. You think about it. Will you take that? That one says, no, I won't. Because they're in the same boat. So you think about it. Think about it. Will you? No, no. How can the man tell me that? How can she tell me that? So they, you see, fleshly men. He says, from where do you have wars among you? He said, it's because of your fleshly desires. That's why. That's why you have all those infightings. But spiritual men are different. You can't fight for anything. The world is yours. You think differently. Glory to God. Your joy doesn't come from outside. It comes from the spirit. You have transcended that level. You are living the transcendent life. You have been trained in the spirit. Glory to God. When you laugh, it doesn't happen because Chief Zebrudiah is talking. Are you listening to me? It's not because of Frank Spencer. No, all the comedians of today, they're not the ones that make you laugh. Your laughter is from the spirit. They ask you, how are you? Why are you laughing? What's making you laugh? Why are you laughing? It's not coming from here. It's coming from here. Glory to God. And when things are looking different, things are looking terrible, you have a different kind of information. You have been trained to look inside. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. When the world calculates things to come, they said so and so, such and such, ahead. The Spirit shows you what is ahead. He shall show you things to come. He shall show you the future. So we don't see the future that they tell us. We see the future that the Spirit shows us. Glory to God. I will get greater and greater and greater. I'm the seed of Abraham. God said to Abraham, he said, follow me. I will make you great. He said, kings shall come out of you. Manta kabaya. Kings shall come out of you. And I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm the seed of Abraham. Sit down for a second. Glory. Hallelujah. Say, I think differently. It's called spiritual thinking. I said, it's called spiritual thinking. Say, I think differently. I have the mind of Christ. Therefore, I have his thoughts. I think differently. I don't think the thoughts of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't have a different life at home. Don't. Live this same thing I'm telling you. Be the same everywhere. Be the same everywhere. I can't change on this way of life. It is a direction from the Word of God. I've been raised to think like this. To think the thoughts of God. I can only walk in love, walk in righteousness, walk in grace. These are the lights in which I walk. It says, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. I walk in these lights, in the light of righteousness, in the light of his grace, in the light of his love, in the light of his justification. Are you still there? In the light of his substitution. This is where I walk. I can't think otherwise. So, you know, when you screw it tight, the thing has been plugged in. Bam! It's in there. I see kingdom seeing. I look with the eyes of the kingdom. That's the way I look. I'm from the kingdom. I'm a kingdom man. I'm from the kingdom. And as one sent by the kingdom of heaven, I'm here to change the world. You're sent by the kingdom of heaven. You are here to change the world. Say amen.
Amen.
You're an ambassador of Christ. You are here to change the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Any questions? So just a short lecture. Any question? I'm prospering in every way. Everything I do turns into success. I'm a success. And I'll always be. Glory. Glory. Did you know you're not the one looking for help? No, you're not looking for help. You were sent to be the help. You're not looking for help. You are there to help. So I'm not looking for help. You don't need help from anywhere. You don't need help from America. You don't need help from Europe. You don't need help from anywhere. Our help is in the Lord. Isn't that what he says? My help is in the Lord. And I am helped. Woo, more than that. I am helped. He sent the chief helper to live inside me. The Lord is my helper. I shall not want. I'm helped. He's my wisdom. I'm wise. He's my wisdom. I'm smart. He's my strength. I'm strong. Hallelujah. He's my health. I'm sound. My whole spirit, soul, and body. I'm sound. All the systems of my body. My heart. My kidneys. My lungs. They're all sound. I'm sound. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm sound. Every cell of my body. Every cell of my blood. Every fiber of my body. Every bone of my body. I'm sound. I'm sound. I'm full of health. I'm full of strength. Because the Holy Ghost is in me. My whole body is subject to the Word. The Word. The Word has made me sound. I got the Word in me. My body functions according to the Word. Hallelujah. Healthy and sound. My heart, my stomach, my good, and everything about me. Parambulates my body. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ekpe, by Lagos Theatre, Sarumi Junction, Arisco, Lagos Road. Worship with us on Sundays, 8:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 6:30 p.m. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us today.